Hello, this is Pamela Cotton of Mindful Resilience, and this practice is Compassionate Movement, which is part of the Mindful Self-Compassion Program developed by Kristen Neff and Christopher Germer. So stand up if you can. If not, you can remain seated. And feeling the soles of your feet on the floor, you might rock forward and back a little bit and side to side. If you're standing, making little circles with your knees, and feeling the sensations in the soles of your feet. And if you're sitting, feeling the sensation in your hips, buttocks that are making contact with the chair. If you're not able to feel those areas, simply notice those areas as best you can. And now anchoring your awareness in your feet. Allowing that to ground you. And opening your field of awareness and scanning your whole body for other sensations. Noticing any areas of ease and also areas of tension or dis-ease. And now for a moment, focusing on places of discomfort. And gradually begin to move your body in a way that feels good to you. Giving yourself compassion and kindness through that movement. And even if you can only move a little bit, allow that tiny movement to give you compassion. You might let yourself gently twist your shoulders, roll your head. You could drop into a forward bend. Or you could simply move your face. Giving your body the movement it needs. As the poet Mary Oliver said, you only have to let the soft animal of your body love what it loves. There is no wrong way to do this practice. Simply offering your body the movement it needs within the range that's comfortable for you. And sometimes our bodies disappoint us. We're not happy with our bodies. And if that's true for you, just be with yourself and your tender heart for a moment. Your body is doing its best, noticing what you need right now. Maybe that's just bringing your attention to your heart. And when you're ready, letting your body come to stillness. And noting any changes that you experience from this practice.